On this episode of Down Under Colorado,
Tax Day Talk,
cops saving a bakery,
Google to plan your afterlife,
never take photos of beavers,
explosion hit Boston Marathon, and more on this episode of Down Under Colorado.
Welcome to Down Under Colorado, bringing you all the news that's unfit to print. From Anchorage, Alaska, this is Doug. And joining me from Australia is Dale.
Hi. How you going?
Dale.
Hi.
And from Colorado, which is apparently preparing for a snowpocalypse, it's Zay Inked.
Hi. And hello. And, oh, kill me now. Anyway.
That sounds fun.
Can't kill you before the show ends.
It would make for an interesting show.
Ooh, Doug.
There's
joking.
Your 4 million YouTube hits.
Okay. So,
how's everyone doing? Good?
It's no. No.
No. No.
Stressed.
No. Yeah. It's been a day. I don't know about you guys, but my day started at 8 a.m., which is like beyond dead early for me. And still going, and I have yet to have anything more than a small cup of yogurt to eat at 9 a.m., well, 9:30, and I'm about ready to just murder someone.
Ugh.
Thus the lack of camera, because I probably look as bad as I feel.
There you
go.
And just as a note, we are recording this a day early. Huzzah! I'll take the blame for this one.
Well, I know I started my day off.
What is your fault?
Yeah, I started my day off waking up at 8 a.m. and running around all day, too, so.
We're busy all around. I
usually
spent my
I'm
Monday.
Not up until noon.
God,
I
that
spent
would be so
my
nice.
Monday running around a construction site. We'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually that boring. Anyway.
I was just saying,
later.
Just been running
Doug
around all day.
Doug was saying something, so hush. Yeah.
You know, so much for my day off.
It's definitely stressful today. It really is. I didn't quite get everything done I needed to do because of not me. But because of the government. Isn't that just awesome?
Oh, yeah, that's right. For those, Dale may not be aware of this, but today is the day that taxes are due in the United States. So post offices from coast to coast are clogged up with people waiting until the last possible second to pay their taxes.
Actually, I passed by two or three when I was out running around because they're ingress ports. I passed by a few on my running around, and none of them were really packed.
We have a big post office at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually open 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
The line went through the parking lot, down the frontage road, around the corner, and they actually are using a parking lot for the international terminal as overflow for the line right now.
Cripes.
Yikes.
That's a little much.
It happens twice a year. It happens on March 31st, which is the deadline to submit the permanent fund dividend applications.
Huh?
Basically, if you're an Alaska resident, you get money from the state every year.
Okay, I thought that might be it, but I wasn't quite sure.
And then April 15th is the second day. So basically 2 weeks apart are the two biggest days for the post office in the state.
Yeah. Well, for the normal states.
Oh, you can... There's nothing normal about Alaska.
It's... Tax day and Christmas mailing deadline day.
What?
Everybody wants to get their packages in to get to family and friends by Christmas, and there's a day that the post office says, if you do not drop your packages off now, they're not getting them until...
Oh, that's not today, is it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Today is the tax day. But the Christmas day is another, the other busy holiday, mailing holiday. Well, for us anyway. Oh my god. So, shall we hit topic?
We have busy days for mail. Anyway, yes, let's hit our topic. Speaking of government officials and things that are governmently, I don't know about if the postal system's governmently regulated over there, but it is here.
It's federal.
Technically, it's an independent business, but they are federally regulated.
Cops and donuts once struggling Clare City Bakery rescued by police officers.
Yeah, I love this story. This is actually the county I'm from originally. This is the cops, and I actually know one of the cops who's part owner in this. It's one of the ones I met through WoW, and I think I was telling you guys a while back that I met some guys from Michigan through World of Warcraft, and one of them ended up being the cop that would patrol around where my grandparents used to live. He's one of the ones that owns the donut business. A bunch of them went in on helping the business stay open. It is a wonderful place. They are wonderful people, and they have so many events for fundraising and everything else. It's an awesome thing. I really think it's a fantastic idea. And I don't know profits or whatever. I just know that they bought it up. And it's in 2009, Clare City Bakery, one of the oldest bakeries in Clare, Michigan, was teetering on the edge of collapse. That's when a group of donut-loving cops, who were among the bakery's most loyal customers, stepped in to save it. The officers pulled their money to purchase the business and renamed it Cops and Donuts. They are doing so well. They now ship pastries and coffee nationwide. Just since 2009. The place has been open for, I don't even remember how long. And it's awesome to see that they kind of embraced the donuts and cops go together thing. It's kind of a stereotype, but they kind of embraced it. And with Koloff, he's kind of roundish in the middle, so. But yeah, it's awesome.
These photos are making me hungry.
I just made the mistake of looking through the pictures of the best indie donut shops on the page.
Yeah. Gregory in the article, that's Koloff. The last line says Gregory noted. We don't look at this as a bakery. It's an event for people to come in and see some of the memorabilia we put in here. They actually use some of the memorabilia from retired cops that have been lost in the line of duty and such. And it's an awesome, awesome place. I wish there were more pictures of the inside of it, because they're fantastic guys, and they did a really good job, and they're doing good work because they use it to promote independent musicians and all of that. And they, like I said, they do fundraising, and it's neat to see something like this, and it's a positive note where cops are concerned, and I like it. Speaking of a positive note, let's go to a negative note.
Actually, could this be considered negative, or could this be considered as positive? Google helps uses. I was scrolling. Uses. Fuck me. Google helps users make plans for data after death. Google has launched a new service to help its users make an online that, oh my god, fuck me, that...
Dale?
Hello. I'm here. That people, that...
Be quiet, jeez. Be quiet. Nope. Just. Google has launched a new service to help its users make an online will that dictates what happens to their dead after they die, either permanently deleting it or passing it on to loved ones as a digital inheritance.
Why couldn't I say the word delegates? What the fuck? Anyway, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? I think, actually, it's a good thing. Maybe.
I don't know. I really honestly don't care what happens to my data when I'm done.
Because you don't know.
No, because I know what I have out there. I know what I've written. I know what is out there about me. I don't care. If I have something I find so embarrassing, I'm afraid that it's going to be found, I will delete it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's... I mean, the thing is one, you don't have to use it. You know, it's not like a mandatory thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people may be, all right, when I go, you know, maybe they don't want people to dwell on their... You know, there's some people that, like, when I go, just forget about me. That's their mindset. So they could choose to have everything permanently deleted. Otherwise, you know...
And you know, also, maybe... it's with trusted contracts, so you actually get to choose who keeps your data.
Yeah, but really, who wants that? Who wants stupid crap that literally is pointless when you're gone? Who would want to keep that unless it's just like pictures? In that case, I have a file on my computer with every single picture that I take. Every single picture of me, of Nate, of us together, of sunsets that I think are awesome, pictures of my cats, all of it is in a file on my computer. If it's on the internet, it's in a file on my computer because I like keeping copies where I can find them when I want them. To me, this is just... I don't give a damn about my internet presence before and or after death.
It's not permanent. It's 3, 6, or 12 months.
That's the period of inactivity before it takes effect. It's going to be 6 or 12 months.
Okay.
I would probably, if I had to do something, I would do 12, because if I go traveling, there may be months at a time I can't get internet connection. So, you know, let's play it safe and say 12 months.
The other thing is that this only affects your information on Google's services. This doesn't affect anything on Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or anything else. It's specifically, you know, Google Plus, Gmail, Picasa.
Yeah, anything Google related only.
Yeah. YouTube.
Oof.
So, I mean, if you really want something like this to take hold, you have to make it something that's cross-platform, cross-website.
Web-wide.
Yeah.
Web-wide.
No, I wouldn't put it to use, but I'm sure there are people who have that sense of needed to be remembered or need to have shit deleted because they're just that paranoid about their life. So they'll have it deleted, and more power to them. I mean, do what you want. It's your info.
It's true.
I know of one of Nate's, right after we first met, I became friends with one of his friends named Lisa. She had health problems, frequent health problems. And in and out of the hospital, in and out of hospice a lot. And I want to say about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, she actually passed away. And they kept her Facebook going, and people would go and, I mean, even today it's probably still up. People would go and, you know, make mention that, you know, I thought of you today, et cetera, et cetera. You know, what if she had had something that said delete everything after a year? That wouldn't be there. Yeah, just what is good for one person is not good for all. If someone wants to grieve in their way, they should be able to and not have that information taken away, that access to remember things that have gone on in the past. You know, Facebook keeps old posts for, like, ever. That should not be removed because one person in her family decided they wanted it gone.
Yeah.
Because she had a lot of friends and a lot of people post on that Facebook.
And the Facebook thing can go awry. I've actually seen it go awry with actually my godmother who passed away last year.
Yeah.
It went badly keeping her Facebook open because then the people who didn't like her just decided to go all out. Which,
well, that's kind of, you have someone who has access to it who will delete that sort of thing.
Yeah, true.
Nate knows all of my passwords, every single one of them. If something happens to me, he knows how to control it.
Mm. Yeah, but no one had access to it, so it was just sad. Anyway, moving on to a sponsor. Huzzah! How do we come off that? Speaking of, how do we move off death to a sponsor? Squarespace. Squarespace is the ultimate all-in-one platform with stunning designs, or you can build your own site using CSS and that Cody thing. You can set up a... technical terms here on Down Under Colorado. You can set up a shop using Squarespace Commerce. It'll fully integrate... It's a fully integrated store, I'm reading off a script, to your website, and it'll instantly start accepting payments. Squarespace allows you to have mobile sites that work with any mobile platform. You can integrate your social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Their sites are fully search engine optimized, and you can choose your own contributors and the different particular roles that they can play, like blogger or manager or moderator. If this sounds good to you and you want to find out more, go to www.geek-io.com/squarespace with one S.
Yeah. One thing cool about Squarespace is that they do offer like the 2-week free trial that doesn't even require a credit card.
Sweet.
I've seen people make up sites, you know, just for, you know, I've seen people make kind of like joke sites for a certain event. Also, sometimes people will throw up a website for like the week of Comic-Con or the week of Dragon-Con, you know, where people can kind of keep in touch, you know, and kind of plan stuff out.
It'd be only needed for that period of time, so.
Yeah, I actually use Squarespace for one of my websites, and at this point I wouldn't use anything else.
Oh, cool.
And I'm actually working with Squarespace on something.
Shh. Version 7? No, I'm just kidding.
Alright. Let's move on to the next topic.
Which well, this is
quite devastating, to be honest.
This is the big news of the day.
Hold on. Yeah, let's do the other link first. So we don't have to worry about timing on this.
Yeah, alright.
There's one more.
Yeah, let's do this. Man tries to take photo of beaver and it kills him. I suppose this is kind of depressing too. Not quite so much.
No, this is kind of funny because he's stupid.
Do I have to read the story or
there's
just
a reason you have zoom lenses. Zoom lenses are there for a reason.
That's true.
And Scotty is tearing through the apartment trying to get me to chase her play with her.
Don't get distracted there.
There's a reason that they invented zoom lenses so you don't have to get close to the wild animals. There's a reason they're called wild animals.
And this piece of advice also applies to moose.
There you
go. Buffalo, freaking bison, cows. Cows will come at you.
Coyotes.
Wild pigs.
Elephants. Yeah. Not here, but anyway.
Hippopotamuses.
No, people are stupid. And natural selection. Oh, hippopotamuses are freaking horrible about it. They are violent.
Yep, that story kind of explains
itself. Now,
Scotty
is not
wanting
to be on camera today. Yep. She is just running up and down the hall like mad, trying to get me to chase her and play with her. She doesn't want to be on camera today. I think she knows the camera's off.
She wants attention.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been out all day. She doesn't like that. She says, Mom, you're supposed to be in bed during the day, not, you know, leaving the house at 9 a.m. You're supposed to be in bed until noon. But no. Yeah, honestly, the only phrase that comes to mind is natural selection.
If this thing is big and scary, stay away.
If it's a wild animal, stay away. I don't care if it's big and scary. It's a beaver. It's not big. It's about the size of Bacchus. And although he is big for a cat, he is not big.
Yeah. Oh, people are dumb. This made me facepalm, so that's why I put it in the show.
Yeah, and they've got really sharp teeth. Probably not a good idea to piss them off.
Although, if... Okay, so the guy would have... Okay, I'm assuming beavers can't eat people whole.
No.
So, that means the guy was just standing there.
The beaver didn't eat him. What happened is the beaver, when he attacked him, he severed the femoral artery in the leg.
The big artery that bleeds out in a heartbeat in your thigh.
But still, the guy was standing there.
You can't get far when that thing's bleeding out. I mean, seriously, it doesn't take but minutes for... Cat, what are you doing? Now she's, like, squirming around behind me, plucking at the shirt. Anyway, no, it doesn't take but minutes for the femoral to bleed out. It's really fast. Rabid beavers. I don't think he was rabid. I think he was just pissed off.
Yeah, you would be too if you were a wild animal and someone was invading your habitat. Anyway, moving on to... Yeah. I don't know how to transition this.
There's no real transition. It's just a horrible, horrible thing that's happened, and I can't even understand... Why?
Yeah, this is something that I personally felt, you know, given that this happened today, it's something we had to address.
Oh yeah.
Just because, you know, it's not necessarily a comfortable topic, and definitely not something that's quote unquote easy to talk about. But
no, but
it did happen.
Yes.
For people that may not be aware. There was a couple of bombs set off during the Boston Marathon near the finish line area. One was just shy of the finish line. One was about 4 or 5 blocks back. So it's literally coming up the street as the runners see the finish line, that final stretch run.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter on the news media, social networks, a lot of it conflicting, a lot of it not based necessarily on the facts. At this point, what's been confirmed is that approximately 110 people are injured. Two are dead. The bombs were detonated in trash cans. They found there were two that went off. Two more have been found.
Mm-hmm.
There was also an explosion of some sort at the JFK Library, which is right near the Marathon Route. It's right next to Boston College or Boston University. That actually turned out to have been caused by a fire in the building, not by another explosive device. There is video showing somebody putting backpacks into garbage cans in the area, so they do have an idea. The FBI is reportedly investigating this as a terror attack, but whether that means, you know, whether that means something organized on a group level like Al-Qaeda or on an individual level like the Oklahoma City bombings, that hasn't been determined yet. We're just not at that point to make that determination at this time, based on the information. I was actually tuning in. If you have a mobile phone, you know, a smartphone, TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio Pro is worth the $1.99 because
put that in the show notes.
Because it lets you pull up. So I was listening to, I think it's WBX Radio. It's AM 10:30 in Boston. I was able to pull that up on my phone and listen to their coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of listening to CNN or NPR or something like that, you know, where, you know, they're cutting in, it was actually the local, and they, you know, they had people in the area because of the marathon. So, you know, they literally were just able to just roll right into crisis reporting mode.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to make sure that people are aware of, if you have family members or friends that were in Boston and you haven't been able to get a hold of them because the cell phone networks are congested all to hell, you can call area code 617-635-4500 to see if there's an update on them or if they have any information. Keep in mind that if they don't have any information on them, that may just be because they were not brought to a hospital. They may not have been injured.
Mm-hmm.
They have the mayor of Boston and the Boston Police Department has asked that people return to their homes or hotels, not to congregate in large places because they are still doing street sweeps in Boston right now just to verify that they have located and disabled or dismantled any remaining devices.
Yeah, makes sense. No, this is a horrible thing. I only, in my errand running today, I only got to hear, literally the only thing news kept saying was, two were dead, many injured, two bombs went off, and that's all I heard. That's it. So I asked Nate to text me anything he found on it, and he did. And on my way home, I sort of read that because people are out in droves because of the friggin' snow threat. They're stupid. Anyway, no, it's I'm this is an unexpected thing for the nation. I'll say that.
You know, I
No one.
think this is the type of thing that I think a lot of people halfway expect. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen during something like the Super Bowl, the NCAA tournament, something big on a national level where everybody's attention is focused.
Yeah, that's unfortunately this is that, but it's not for many people. I only pay attention to this sort of stuff because a friend of mine, Charlie White, Charles White, I think you'll see him on my Facebook. He runs. He runs in marathons all the time, and I have not had a chance to get on Facebook and ask if he's okay. Yeah, I'm looking for any kind of post from him, and he hasn't made anything. So I'm definitely going to be asking if he's okay. I don't think he's. 2 hours ago, he posted something. Okay, he didn't. Okay, good. He's not there.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, this is just. Obviously, this isn't the same level as the World Trade Center attacks. But, especially, this isn't, this, given that, those events are still fresh in the mind of so many people,
Yeah.
not just in America, but in the world, this is just. It kind of brings a lot of people back to that day.
Yeah, definitely. No, Charlie posted something that was really good. He says, I'm a runner. I may not have qualified this year. I may have qualified and not run. I may have been injured and unable to go. I may have never qualified, but I am a runner and my heart's in Boston today. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's more than shaken up with this. Because he just ran, on his birthday a couple days ago, he ran a decathlon. Not decathlon. Duathlon?
Triathlon?
No, do a duel. A bike and run.
Okay.
Just two.
Yeah,
But no,
this.
it's I that's all I could think of when I was yeah, duathlon. DUATHLON. Just the bike and run. But yeah, that's all I could think of when I heard about it. Was is Charlie there? Is he okay? And I hadn't been able to get hold of my Facebook because my phone is was really having issues with any kind of connection today, which made it
Okay,
just that much worse.
looks like CBS News is reporting that the Boston Police Department is questioning a possible suspect.
Good.
So it sounds like they may be on this quicker than. One thing that I did see from listening to that radio station earlier today, because they were interviewing some of the eyewitnesses. Obviously they already had police presence in the area because of the marathon traffic control and all that. But they said that emergency responders were there within minutes of it happening.
Oh yeah.
So.
Boston PD is the shit. They always have been. They're always on the ball.
Not seeing.
No,
Yeah.
it's
And
they're
because of where this happened, pretty much everybody that wasn't right there, wasn't right there at the end when the bombs went off, didn't even get to finish the race because they couldn't take them through that area.
Yeah, They as soon as the bombs went off, they stopped the race.
Yeah. And this is London Marathon is actually coming up on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so London police, and I'm assuming Scotland Yard, and probably MI5, and, you know.
All of them.
You know, their version of Homeland Security. They're all reviewing their plans because, you know, obviously, you know, concerns of a copycat attempt.
Yeah.
Are out there. I mean, again, it's hard to really comment on the reasons why, this, you know, who did it, what their justification was, because we don't know who did it yet. You know, we don't know if it was an individual or if it was part of a larger plan. I know the hockey game in Boston was canceled out of respect for the people injured and killed in these explosions, and probably also in part because the city was in lockdown. They're saying that area where the explosions took place may be closed for several days because they're going to, they have to go through, they have to go do a sweep, and they're probably going to do a second and a third sweep, and
oh, they're gonna keep doing it until freaking hell freezes over.
You know, crime lab, ATF is in there, FBI is in there, Homeland Security is in there. So there's definitely a big, you know, they're gonna be going through this. Given how many people are there, because, you know, there's literally thousands of people lining that finish shoot. You know, the fact that there's only reports of about 110. There could be more people injured that maybe, you know, maybe they just got a scratch. They didn't go to a doctor or go get treated.
Yeah.
Because those are just the ones in the hospital.
Yeah, everyone who got any kind of wound needs to go to the hospital because you never know what was in that freaking bomb.
Yeah, and you never know what was in the shrapnel or you got hit with.
Exactly.
Not just the bomb. I mean, it could be lead, could be mercury, could be...
Yeah, that's what I mean. It didn't come across that way.
I mean, this is the type of story that's just, you know, this is probably going to be developing over the next week, month. You know, we're not going to have answers right away. We're going to see a lot of issues, you know, a lot of questions.
It's going to be a while before we hear the full story. Like with the attempt to bomb the Olympics that one year.
And that's what this reminded me of.
Yep.
I was actually in Atlanta, not the day of the bombings. I was there about a week later. I went to go see some of the basketball games because I had been given tickets from someone. And at the time, I lived in Chattanooga, so I was only an hour and a half drive. But, you know, that was like a week later, and still that area of the park was just, it was like everybody subconsciously avoided that. You know, you could still see, like, there was some scorch marks on the ground from the explosive. Something else we need to put in the show notes. Google has put up a website that people can use to help locate friends or family that were in Boston. I'm going to paste that into the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Just because you know, it's good to have that information for people because, I know there's people out there, you know, have been trying to get a hold of friends or family in Boston that can't because the lines are full or so. Just trying to get some information out there for everybody so that they can, you know, check on the people they care about, make sure they're okay.
It's just, I don't understand this. I really don't. The logic behind it is, now I can think some really screwed up stuff, but I can't logic this one out. I really can't.
It's just, what the hell?
I don't think an act like this can even be defined using logic. I mean, you've either got to be really, really angry with someone or something, or you've got to be batshit insane.
It's I can tell the difference. I think it's more option B than anything else.
I wouldn't. I don't know if, I mean, if you go back and look at, you know, the trait, you know, 9/11. You know, I don't think that. I think that was definitely more option A. Or the bombings in Bali, you know, that were right around the same time. Subway attacks in London, sarin attack in Japan. The sarin attack in Japan was probably the latter, because that was like one guy that was certifiable. But in a lot of these cases, it's, you know, they're planning these in advance. They're making plans. They're setting stuff up in advance. And, you know, even the guy that, you know, has been accused of the theater shooting in Colorado, you know, they found all kinds of documentation in his apartment, and he had rigged up the apartment to basically blow up when they entered it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's more of a case of premeditation and planning and being ticked off about something. But, you know, at this point, we don't know what the motivation was. We don't know who, you know, we don't know if it's one person, multiple people. You know, and we're not going to know answers probably for a while, because a lot of this stuff is going to be under, you know, a lot of this stuff is going to be kept under wraps because of the nature of the incident. Yeah, it's not like, this isn't like the school shootings in Connecticut or the theater shooting in Colorado where, you know, it was clear from the front, you know, this was one individual, you know, did this. This is a case where, because of the nature of the investigation, a lot of this stuff is going to be kept under wraps.
Oh yeah, they don't want copycats. They will keep 90% of it under wraps because they don't want copycats. And which would be a horrible, horrible thing. No, there's no excusing this. There's no way to, I don't know how to phrase it. No way to say, oh, he had a mental instability or anything like that. This person needs to be dealt with, you know, the whole eye for an eye thing. That's just,
yeah, this opinion. Something that just popped up on CNN's page that kind of makes me lean towards individual, you know, homemade stuff. Doctors are pulling ball bearings out of people in the emergency room.
Oh, ball bearings are awesome for pipe bombs.
Yeah. So this was like a pipe bomb or a shrapnel bomb type thing. Probably why it was also in the trash can, because the trash can would also generate shrapnel when the blast went off. They're also saying at least 10. Now, they don't say whether this is 10 people or 10 limbs total, but it does say the blast resulted in at least 10 lost limbs.
Oh.
But, you know, we don't know if that's, you know, that could be 5 people that lost both legs or...
Yeah, it doesn't count for the amount of people hurt. It just counts for the limbs they found.
Yeah, which is a weird way to count it.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, an eight-year-old boy was among those killed.
Yeah,
among that's the just kids. Sad. The injury count has been updated to 132. That's going to keep climbing, as it always does in a situation like this.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know that in the last 2 hours, it's only gone up by about 25 or so. So probably. You know, we're probably getting towards the end of the count going up. But, you know, we basically just have to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's... I'm looking at the pictures on the CNN site that Nate sent me. I'll add that to the notes. It's... The pictures are, nothing really, really graphic, but
shocking nonetheless.
It's heartbreaking. It really is.
And for those listeners that have friends and family, or if any listeners live in the Boston area, our hearts do go out to you. And, it's just devastating. That's why I've been quiet the whole time. It's just, you got to take a step back and go, what the hell?
There's not a lot you can say that would, nothing will help. Nothing we can do from where any of the three of us are can help. I'm just really, really glad Charlie wasn't there.
Yeah. The only thing we can do is, you know, provide that information on, you know, those numbers to contact or...
Yeah, that's...
You know, give people the resources to be able to get the information they need.
And I'm sure, like, we could provide updates... If anything comes out in the next coming weeks, like next week or the week after, or in several months in advance, we'll keep on this story. I'll make a note of that right now.
Yeah. It's... What is the point of that?
What?
There's a... The link I just posted, the News Pulse on the right next to the pictures, this is News Pulse. You know, two killed, more than 100 hurt, deadly bomb strike Boston, gold plunges to 2-year low. Point? Relevance?
No, Dow, not at all.
Hold on. Better. Dow falls more than 200 points after Boston explosions. Relevance? I
It's relevant in the sense that before they shut, you know, when 9/11 happened and before they shut down the stock market, it dropped a lot more than that. I mean, obviously, it's going to drop in a situation like this.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it.
But no, I'm not sure pipe bombs, straight pipe bombs, can do that much damage. There's got to be more than just pipe bombs in those bags.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're not saying anything.
Yeah, I want to know, honestly, just for my brain to be able to logic this out, the use and the damage done, because it doesn't... Anyway.
Well, I mean, part of the reason for the amount of people injured is because of, you know, they were all packed in so closely to watch people finish the race.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it. So you don't necessarily, but I mean, there's one video. It's a Vine video that's out out there. It's the one that shows the runner getting hit by something. He's in the middle of the street. So, you know, you've got, you know, the bomb goes off like in a trash can along the building. So you've got the sidewalk. You've got, you know, the barrier, which is probably about 3 feet away from the edge of the sidewalk. You've got 15, 20 feet from that barrier to where the runner is. So, you know, there was definitely some velocity behind whatever that was that hit him. You can't tell what it is. It's looks like a white, irregularly shaped chunk, almost like a chunk of concrete or a chunk of granite or something. Mm-hmm. And so you can't really tell what it is, but you can tell it hits him. So, you know, there was definitely some...
high explosives?
Yeah.
Simtech, because I don't think... I want to say, unless it's a lot of C4, it wouldn't have done quite that much damage.
The Huffington Post link that I put in the show notes actually has the video showing the guy get hit. It's not graphic. It's not graphic. On the page, it is actually the fourth down.
Yeah, I'll watch that later. Not up for watching it right now. I actually kind of feel the need to get hold of Charlie to see how he's dealing with this. I'm... Wow. Just wow.
Yeah.
I can't. My brain is just refusing to wrap itself around this. It really is. I don't understand why people do this. I know, I keep saying that. I just...
I don't think that's a question that any of us can answer. I mean, it's a senseless act. And there's no real logic. I mean, there's no logic to it. But you have to ask why, you know, what made them feel justified, what drove them to do it. You know, that's something only they can answer.
I guess I'm just the kind of person who needs... I don't want to say logic, because everyone has their own logic. I have my own logic. I know this. But there's got to be some kind of thought process. There has to be an A to Z. So what happened from between A and then, okay, I'm going to bomb. Why?
I just don't think any of us have the audacity to do that type of thing. Obviously, other people do, and maybe they have different thought processes, obviously. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to us because we wouldn't go out and do this type of thing.
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard subject to... It's not... Let me put it this way. It's an unpleasant subject to discuss in terms of what happened. But when you start asking why it happened, you know, you run into a lot of things that you can't answer, can't put into words.
Well, my brain is not grasping what's going on in my head. I many questions, many thoughts, all just swimming. I guess I'm the kind of person who has to figure out the what steps caused what? What made, like I said, what made A turn into Z? Because to me, if there was nothing that did this, then this is even more senseless than it seems. Now, honestly, if it was a revenge thing, or a religious thing, or some kind of statement, to me, this is horrible, this is a terrible thing, but at least there would be a reason.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It does, yeah.
Because if there is no reason, then this is just fucked up beyond belief. This is fucked up. This is seriously fucked up. But, yeah, that's... There has to be a reason.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll find out in the next coming month or months the full details, but for now we've just got to sit there and go, okay, this thing happened, and just got to send our wishes out and then see what comes of it.
Yeah, we'll put in updates, you know, over the coming weeks and months as we get more information. You know, again, our thoughts and wishes and prayers, if you believe in that stuff, go out to those, you know, affected today.
Yeah. Yeah, my day is nothing in comparison. I've had a bad day, but it's nothing in comparison to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, when I heard the news, because I was having a bad day to begin with, and then I heard the news, it actually popped across my phone, and it was like, mentally everything pivoted.
Yeah. Well, on a positive note, the doctor says my blood pressure is amazingly good.
There you go.
That's always a good thing.
Oh, no, I had to go in for the DOT physical. And my blood pressure is 70-some-odd over 128. And I'm a big girl.
You mean 128 over 70-something?
Yeah. Ugh. Random dyslexia. But yeah, he looked at me and said, wow. He was thoroughly impressed.
Have we got any final words on this before we move on? I don't want to rush it, but...
No, I can't say anything else.
We've said what we can say at this point.
I'm at a loss.
Say at this point.
Yeah.
Alrighty, I feel bad transitioning to an ad, but it's what you have to do. Tweaked Audio also sponsoring with
this. This is. I honestly.
Someone's on delay. Seven styles, seven colors, mic'd, non-mic'd, sound to sound great, designed to sound great, talk, engineered for durability, noise reduction design, compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players. Free shipping, and if you use the coupon code GEEK at checkout, you get a third off. That's at tweakedaudio.com. As I hear myself 20 seconds later. Alright, let's move on to the things we've been doing. Like I've been sprinkling throughout the show, I've been doing some work experience on a construction site for a client, hence why we're recording today instead of tomorrow. I don't want to get into that because it's a pain in the ass and I'm kind of pissed off. And I had a 20-minute rant with my boyfriend yesterday about it, so I think I've got it all out of my system. Apart from that, I haven't been doing anything. I've been boring, as normal. Doug, what have you been up to?
Well, those of you, Zay and Dale, are aware of this. I upgraded my microphone for podcasting, so this is actually the first go with the new microphone today. So far, so good. Says, Dale said he could tell earlier.
Yeah, I'm not wearing the headset. I'm just using the mic on my headset with the main speakers on. My head is just really tight, and having the headset on would just cause problems.
Yeah. So,
which
also,
is why you're hearing yourself.
Okay. I'm also working on possibly a couple of new projects that would be related to gaming in one some shape or form. I can't go into any details at this point. But, you know, if I have any updates, I'll be sure to share them with everyone.
Shiny.
Speaking of shiny, Zay, what have you been doing?
Trying to get my ass back to work, and it's really pissing me off. Okay, so come to find out, the reason I had to sit at the DMV for another 2.5 hours last week, the week before, sorry, was because the girl who was saying that everything was the temporary, the part-time secretary's fault, got fired because she was doing some shady crap at work, and also was the one losing all the paperwork and missing the and mis-entering the numbers. My phone should have been ringing all week. They want me so bad. She was calling me twice a day trying to get hold of me. The actual secretary. The one who got fired was suspected of doing some very shady stuff, and they literally changed the locks because of her. On the gate, both gate doors, and the door to the building, front and back. My paperwork that she actually finally put through, she misplaced it, and they can't find it, even though they do want me to work there, and they cleared my MVR with the insurance, so that's all good. They just need to find that paperwork.
Ugh.
So I went down today because I needed to make sure of everything I needed to get and how I needed to do it for them, because every company does everything different. And they can't find that paperwork, but they want me to work so bad that she just gave me a certain paper she needed. She probably should have delayed, but I've already got the training, so it's not a big deal. But I'll get the training before I get on the road. Which I'll probably actually do the training tomorrow before I go into the PO, so I get the certification legitimately. Or PD, not PO. And then I find out when I go downtown, which, keep in mind, is almost 40 minutes from me on a bad day. I had to go downtown only to find out that the office that I need to go into for this particular problem, or rather, for this all this paperwork I need done on Mondays, is not open after 10 a.m. They only do the paperwork Mondays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Every other day of the week, it's until from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Only on Mondays do they close at 10 a.m.
That is stupid.
Looks like someone doesn't like Mondays.
I'm really fast beginning to hate them, too. So, yeah, and then I stopped at the store, grocery store, because I needed to pick up some sugar and milk and some fruit, and I made the mistake of doing that. Because all the frickin' freaks come out when the news mentions snow. What should have been a 5-minute get in, go down this aisle, go down this aisle, go down this aisle, get to the checkout, ended up taking almost 30 minutes instead of the 5-minute run. Because self-check, and no one can use self-check when they do this, thankfully. The amount of people at self-check was small in comparison to the people who had carts and carts of milk and the stupid crap people buy when it's going to snow. And I just... Oh, hence the late podcast. Instead of the time I had hoped we would be able to do this.
Yes, exactly. Bread, milk, and beer. Always need beer for snow parties.
The liquor store was actually busy earlier. Now, I went to the liquor store to pick up some stuff. Oh, we have, when I bought that cherry vodka I mentioned a while back, for the, when I made the apple cider, I picked up a big thing of whipped cream of, marshmallow vodka. And Tara and I couldn't figure out what we were going to do with it because, you know, marshmallow is kind of hard to figure out what you want to put with it. So her and I were talking back and forth. Well, what do you put marshmallows in? What do you do with marshmallows? And we couldn't think of anything except hot chocolate. And then I'm like, s'mores. I said, but how would we? I said, oh my God, I just thought of something. She's like, I think I did too. Put chocolate vodka, the marshmallow vodka, in a glass that is rimmed with pulverized graham crackers.
So an alcoholic s'more.
Yes.
Nice.
And I got the vodka at about like noon today when I was passing the really big cheap liquor store. Now this place is a freaking warehouse of alcohol. So I was passing by there and got the alcohol. Yeah, it's really been a day. I'm ready for it to be over with, or at least to start testing this concoction.
Well, then maybe you should go and get ready to take care of that concoction.
Yeah, I need
go
to go.
Go enjoy your evening.
Thanks, guys. I'm sorry I don't have time to help wrap up. We need to do the outro?
If you have to go, you have to go, but if you've got time.
Yeah, I
all right,
really
yeah, me
do.
And Doug can wrap up. That's fine.
Awesome. Thanks,
thank you,
guys.
Thank
and,
you for being here, for coming here.
If we want to do this later in the week at an impromptu time, if we want to do this later in the week, again, at an impromptu time, random, if we all happen to be at the same time, that's fine by me. Just give me a shout. I'll be here, probably. I just need to... Yeah.
No, that's fine. Thank you
right.
for actually
see you guys later.
Figuring out.
Thanks.
See ya. Thank you for fitting in my schedule. I know I suck. Anyway.
That's all right. All right. Have fun, guys.
Day.
Be good. Bye.
No try.
All righty. On that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. As always, if you have any questions, topics, feedback, complaints, or anything at all, send your emails to downundercolorado@gmail.com or comment on our Twitter feed at twitter.com/DucoShow. All of our episodes complete with full show notes are available at downundercolorado.blogspot.com, where you can also subscribe to the podcast. You'll be notified automatically when a new show comes out. And as always, you can also give us a call at area code 719-445-6696 for U.S. listeners, or +617-310-32528 for our Australian listeners. Or you can always Skype Dale at Chef Wonder if you have anything else cool to add to our show.
Down Under Colorado, our members of Geek.io and Chef Wonder Podcast Networks. Geek.io can be found at geek-io.com/Chef Wonder. And Chef Wonder can be found at chefwonderpodcast.blogspot.com. You can find all of the Chef Wonder media programming on YouTube at youtube.com/user/chefwonderdc, where you can find us along with Rough Cuts, the music review podcast. And where you can find us individually on the internet, you can find me at twitter.com/thedalecampbell. I need to take a breath.
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/TNTOAK, and you can find Zay on Twitter at twitter.com/inkedzay.
All right, have you got any final words of thought?
Not really.
Don't be dumb.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. All righty, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you all next week.